Welcome to the Day by Day Expressions podcast, where on this particular podcast, we are talking to different people in different walks of life and how their Christian faith makes it into their everyday life. And so we are talking with Jack Johnson. Full disclosure, he is my son. I'm very proud of him, love him dearly. And we have been talking in particular about the transcendental values of truth, goodness, and beauty, which is kind of what this whole show is framed around, but talking in a very specific way about these, and even more specifically, how they play out in your life, Jack. And so we've talked about truth, we've talked about goodness, we've talked about a little bit about beauty. In your world, where is truth, goodness, and beauty most clearly seen?
Right. So I'll just say a couple things that I've seen that check all the boxes.
Okay.
And so a fun one, or maybe not some, I don't know, but the movie Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. I didn't see that coming.
Yes.
I didn't. So talk to me about truth, goodness, and beauty from Ratatouille.
Okay. Well, first of all, man, the music from that movie is underrated.
Okay.
I think all truth, goodness, and beauty things are underrated.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. So next time you watch Ratatouille, be looking out for that.
I'm going to have to listen to the music. I've never paid attention to the music.
Yes. And so you actually made me watch that movie a few months ago.
Yep.
And so I did that, and I did it with wider eyes open, and it was quite an experience because I was looking for elements of the transcendentals, and I found them.
Yeah.
And so that was very good. So next time you see it, maybe try to see what you can see.
So do you remember kind of what the message was of Ratatouille that just kind of made you go, oh, this makes sense now?
Yes. So at the beginning, we know that the chef, Gusteau, he writes a book called Anyone Can Cook, and that seems like an obvious message. That doesn't mean that I really don't think anyone can do anything, but
anyone can do everything.
Yeah. But I think the message I saw, or one of them, was just because you're not top tier, just because you don't have a chef's hat on or whatever, doesn't mean you can't be the best at what it is you're doing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that's great. I think there's even a point in that movie at the very beginning of it where what's the rat's name?
Remy.
And Remy he wants to be human because humans can create.
Yes.
Because they can do the beautiful things.
Yes.
And it fits to your point of you don't have to be wear the chef's hat to be the best cook.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that's cool. Okay, so that's a clear demonstration of truth, goodness, and beauty. That you're, where else do you see it?
A musical example right off the top would be songs by Keith and Kristen Getty.
Yeah.
Their songs are just filled with truth so far. We haven't found one that's not.
Yeah.
And so everything about them, the lyrics, obviously, and then if you just listen to their instrumentals, and even the songs that do have words, just listen to the instruments, and it's all connected in forms of beauty, and order in that way.
Yeah, yeah. So you were asking me earlier, where do I see most clearly truth, goodness, and beauty? And then you had mentioned the Gettys, and I would agree with that because just about many of the songs that they produce or that we sing at church with them, they move me emotionally. And that's not there's tons of song that can move you emotionally, whether it's just the rise and the fall of the musical composition or whatever.
I mean, Michael Jackson moves me emotionally.
That's a different podcast, son.
Yeah.
Okay. But the reason why emotions are carried in those, at least for me, and what I'm seeing is because of the truth that's in those that is supported by the music.
Yeah.
And so those are the things that where I would say, yes, this is very clearly true. It fulfills its purpose of leading me in worship, and it does it in a beautiful way.
Right.
So yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
Yes, and I would just like to say this also. There's a lot of teenagers out there that use music streaming services to mm-hmm. listen to music.
You're not going to plug your own music right now, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, but like a lot of the songs on the top 50 global or whatever, they're not good songs.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage to, you know, just get away from, you really don't need to be putting that in yourself.
Yeah.
Go look for cleaner music and better artists, because people.
You know, a lot of the reasons why, you know, we've talked with different people on this podcast before, Drew Klein and Travis Sellers and Daisy, and a lot of the reason why those things which are true and good in music are not as popular is because they're missing the beautiful element. And they've solely focused on, well, I've got to write true lyrics, but it can just kind of be second rate. But there is true, good, and beautiful good music out there.
There is.
And you got to be patient and be willing to find it.
Yeah, it won't take you that long to find it if you go search for it. So
good deal. All right, talk to me. That's where you see it most clearly. Ultimately, where do we find truth, goodness, and beauty? Ultimately, it's displayed.
Well, all roads lead back to Jesus.
Yep.
And so the ultimate form of truth, goodness, and beauty would be in Christ.
Yeah.
And so always look to him. And like we were talking about a couple weeks ago, good is the pursuit of excellence. Well, he's the ultimate excellence.
Yeah.
And so just pursue him.
Yeah. That sums it up pretty well, doesn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation with just an everyday teenager wearing his hat sideways and whatever else they're
doing. It's a Yankees hat, by the way.
It's a Yankees hat. We're big Yankee fans. Absolutely. Until next time on Day by Day Expressions, we'll see you then.